Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you come on board as we face the issues each and every day. Keep in mind, Let's Face the Issues format is that of question and answer. We discuss issues each and every day. We allow you, our listeners, in fact, we invite you, our listeners, to call in with your dialogue and discussion on the issue. We'll be talking about today, destroying our heritage. And the heritage that I'm speaking of is that of our children. The scripture says that God has given us children. They are our heritage. We're destroying our heritage today through the educational system, through the proliferation of the indoctrination and the brainwashing in our school system, and through the Biden administration and their push today to destroy the lives, the morals, the ethics, and the values of our sons, our daughters, and our grandkids, especially in our school system. We'll be talking about that today. We have a very special guest we'll be introducing in a short while, and our guest will be discussing the issues and what we need to do and how we need to respond to these things that are taking place in our educational system today. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's called the Bible. I recall back in less than 100 years ago, as I say, in Sunday school and Bible school, vacation Bible school, kids used to sing the song, the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me, the B-I-B-L-E. And I called it the truth book. Because Jesus in John 8:31-32, as he's speaking to his disciples, says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And ladies and gentlemen, we ask the question, what is truth? Who is truth? Jesus answers that in John 14:6, where the Lord Jesus says, I am truth. Further, he makes a declaratory statement in John 17:17, where the Lord Jesus says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. And then in Psalms 117, verse 2, it says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason I go to the statement that so often we have heard, and I speak each and every day in dialogue and discussion on this broadcast. It's the statement from the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge each and every day to you, our listener, that we love the truth, learn the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, you won't learn truth on the Communist Network News. You won't find truth in the daily news media broadcast. It's far from the truth. They have an agenda. That agenda is being spawned each and every day by way of the microphones, television, and the radio broadcast that goes forth from what I call the loose likes lost liberals on the left. We need to be very, very careful where we seek to understand what is happening in our society. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right here in the heart of Mandarin. But wait, there's some good good news, ladies and gentlemen. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. Tools for Time is a family-friendly oriented environment. Tools for Time is closed on Sundays, allowing all of the staff to go to the house of God and worship as God intended in according to the scripture. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, and wait for an interview and see what God does as far as placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, dialogue, and discussion on the issue that we're speaking on even today. If you're listening by way of the Internet, that is the 904 area code, so the telephone number would be 904-831-0917. Would love to hear from you. We'll introduce our guest in just a moment. But, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that every God-loving, red-blooded American should be rejoicing today because of the recent Supreme Court decision that overturned Roe versus Wade. The Roe versus Wade, 1973, that as a result of that horrendous ruling by a leftist court of that era is the resulted in about 63 million human beings being murdered in the mother's womb. It was Dr. James Dobson that made this statement. Dr. Dobson, the headline says, Dr. Dobson celebrates end of Roe versus Wade issue and calls us to new action. Dr. James Dobson, the leader of the pro-life movement, for decades is thanking God for the nationwide pro-life victory from the Supreme Court on Friday. Quote, Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. We have just received the news which we have been praying and working for over 50 years. A majority of the Supreme Court justices who refused to be intimidated by threats and violence have finally struck down Roe versus Wade. Roe was built on a lie that somewhere hidden in our Constitution existed a right to destroy a child in the mother's womb. The ruling in 1973 shocked the nation and divided our country. It was an exercise of raw judicial power. History will judge it as one of the court's most shameful moments. But now the court has corrected its mistake, according to Dr. James Dobson and his statements on that subject. But ladies and gentlemen, we have those on the left, I called it the loose, likes, lost left, the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Party called the Democrats, ladies and gentlemen, are now, as though their hair is on fire, jumping up and down and screaming. In fact, Joe Biden has said that he's willing to destroy the filibuster rule in order to force through a new law that will codify murder by way of abortion in the mother's womb right up until the day and the moment of delivery. That's the mindset with Joe Biden and the Socialist Marxist Communist Party that he leads, called the Democrats. Here's an article that says, AOC demands consequences for the Supreme Court after Roe overturned claims hostile takeover took place. Representative Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez demanded Sunday that the Supreme Court justices pay the consequences for participating in a hostile takeover of America's democracy. Quote, there must be consequences, she says. Deeply destabilizing action and a hostile takeover of our democratic institutions. The New York Democrat, however, failed to explain how abortion precedents were overturned without any basis. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. AOC, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden, they don't want to come up with an explanation as to what has taken place and what's done. They just disagree with the Supreme Court's decision or ruling or opinion. However, they've used the courts now for 50 plus years to do what they could not do by passing legislation. They've used a rancorous, left-wing, ungodly, unholy court in the past to pass legislation through the court system rather than through the judiciary branch of government. And now they're upset because the tables have turned, as the old cliche goes, and now they're upset because the decision has gone against their mindset and the modus operandi of carrying out legislation without it going through the process. I'm looking at an article that states, headlines says it all, Roe overturned. Supremes called the 1973 decision the abuse of judicial authority. U.S. Supreme Court in the 6-3 decision on Friday ruled the 1973 abortion precedents in the Roe versus Wade, a move that will now return the oversight of that of abortion to the nation's representatives that's been elected by the people. Roe was egregiously wrong from the start, a justice said. Its reasoning was exceptionally weak, and the decision has had damaging consequences. The court majority said, and I quote, it's time to heed the Constitution and return the issues of abortion to the people's elected representatives, end quote. Further, the court said, the Constitution does not confer a right to abortion. Roe and Casey are overruled, and the authority to regulate abortion is returned to the people and their elected leaders in each of the states. Further, it says the opinion of the court says this, the Constitution makes no reference to abortion, and no such rule or right is implicitly protected by any constitutional provision, including the one on which the defendants of Roe and Casey now chiefly rely, the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment. Further, this article states the right to abortion does not fall within the category of privacy in our Constitution, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's one of the greatest rulings that we've seen in the past 50 years in the United States of America, coming out of the extreme courts, I've always called them, the Supreme Court of the land. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have seen now, and I believe every Christian and every conservative and every patriot must stand against this barbaric, ungodly thirst to continue to kill the children in America, our godly heritage. God has given us children as the heritage, he says, and the scripture is very, very clear in that statement in Psalms 127 and in verse 3, that the children are our heritage. And ladies and gentlemen, we're destroying the heritage. In fact, in Matthew 18:6, the scripture says, it would be better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. It's talking about those that will harm these little ones, according to the scripture. But ladies and gentlemen, as parents, as grandparents, we have the responsibility, according to the scripture, to train up a child the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not have departed from it. But today's educational system has banned the Bible from the classroom. Today's educational system has banned prayer from the classroom. Today's educational system, ladies and gentlemen, is being used to even ban the pledge to the flag or any reference to God, any reference to America as being a godly nation based on our founding fathers. Today, ladies and gentlemen, everything that's forbidden biblically, morally, and ethically is being portrayed as being good and great and educational in our school system today. And it's simply unhealthy, unholy, ungodly, immoral that is taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, teachers today are teaching the LGBTQ sodomite pornographic agenda to recruit our sons and daughters. Today, ladies and gentlemen, the critical race theory is being taught in our public schools to divide us. And yet there's no need for prayer, no need for God in the classrooms. Today, ladies and gentlemen, teachers are teaching the sodomite lifestyle as just an alternative lifestyle. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says, living among a people who parade their sin like Sodom. And the article's talking about out in San Francisco, out in, not San Francisco, Seattle, Washington, where this is taking place. It's sad when you have a government embracing and giving leeway to a sodomite lifestyle that will parade their unholy, ungodly lifestyle for an entire month in America, and it be embraced and celebrated by the news media, by every aspect of government, by every governmental agency, where it's being now pushed and proclaimed as being wonderful and grand and great. This article says, we're living in a time of continuing cultural decline in which people parade their sin like Sodom. We are bombarded everywhere we go, and the ongoing avalanche of sinful activity and images that are so grievous to holy God. The progressive progression of evil is simple. Accommodate it, then accept it, then adopt it. This is the downward spiral of sin as described in Romans chapter 1, verse 24 through 32, in which people turn from God. Satan and society may repackage it, this sinful act of being repackaged, practiced under the new names, yet Scripture states it is clearly not what God would have, and God clearly says in Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord, and I change not. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we think on that subject of destroying our heritage, that is destroying our sons and daughters and the children that God has given us as parents and grandparents, we need to be aware of it. We need to do something and not sit in silence. Ladies and gentlemen, elders can tell you that have heard me for many, many years. My bride of almost 60 years will tell you that for the past 50 years I've been warning about the governmentally controlled schools and what it does in the indoctrination and the brainwashing of our sons and our daughters. The heritage, ladies and gentlemen, that God's given us. Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted today to have a special guest with us that we're going to have dialogue and discussion about the issues that I've introduced in my elongated monologue today. We're going to discuss what we should do, what's happening in our local school districts, what's happening in the Duval County School District, what's happening in the St. John's County School District, what's happening in Virginia schools, and what we need to do and how we need to stand as Christians, as parents. Ladies and gentlemen, as it relates to the immoral LGBTQ indoctrination in our schools, indoctrinating our sons and our daughters, I want to introduce to you today, our listening audience, Joanne Ching. Joanne, thank you so much for being with us. Did I pronounce that last name right?
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. Thank you so much for another opportunity you give to me.
Yes.
It is an honor and a blessing to be interviewed by you.
Thank you.
Yeah, my husband's last name pronouncing Xiang.
Chung.
Yeah, Sean, thank
I'll
you.
I'll get it right one day.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us, Joanne. Welcome to Let's Face the Issues. Let me ask you to do something, first of all. Some may not have heard our previous dialogue and discussion. It's been several months since we last had dialogue on the broadcast. So introduce yourself, something about your background, where you're from, why you're involved in, and what you're involved in, and just basically give our listening audience a little foundation of who, what, when, where.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Youngblood. Yeah, Joanne is my middle name, which I added when I became a citizen of the United States of America in July 2011. And I'm a Bible-believing Christian born in China during the 10 years Cultural Revolution and raised in communist China. God's plan is always better than ours.
Yes.
And His ways higher than ours. As an unexpected child, the second youngest one of seven, I'm so grateful that God brought me to this free country from China 27 years ago. I was a doctor in China and worked there for 2 years, specializing in schistosomiasis disease, which is a parasitic disease. After I came to America, I became a housewife, supporting my husband, pursuing for his study. My focus is on my family, to learn how to be a helpmate for my husband, to raise our three children. I'm always thankful for my salvation, that I was the first one in my entire family
Amen.
To get saved by God's grace. About 2 years after I came to this country. Both of my parents worked for the Chinese Communist Party back then. My father is already passed away. I think I will see him in heaven someday.
Amen.
Yeah, we shared the gospel to him before he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
My father was so upright that he was put on the big, tall paper hat and marched around with the cross chanting slogan at the beginning years of the Cultural Revolution. And we all know the Chinese Cultural Revolution happened in 1960, starting from 66 to 76, 10 years. So Mao used the Cultural Revolution to purge his political enemies. He shut down schools and told the Red Guards to go to dismantle four old ideas, old tradition, old customs, and old habits. So the Red Guards tore down statues, burned churches and temples. They went door to door to raid homes, to smash old furnitures, to burn old books, old vases, and old whatever. And cultural, historical relics, even they dig up the graves of the ancestors.
Mm.
So they made black class people to go to struggle sessions, publicly denounced themselves, shamed them, made them apologize for their past, and made their children denounce their families, and changed last names to be politically correct.
Mm.
They also changed names for everything, changed names for streets, schools, institutions, stores, to show that they got rid of the old names. Many were beaten, some to death. Some were forced to commit suicide. So right now I see the Red Guards here. We can see the American Red Guards on campus silencing any conservative voices. We saw them on the streets during the summer of unrest of 2020.
That's right.
Burning and terrorizing our cities. They have also become a destructive force of the Western civilization and the American civilization. We must act to save this republic for our future generation. So that is good news. We praise the Lord because the Roe is overturned. This is, we have been praying for many years, not
right.
only me, because mm-hmm. I'm kind of much younger Christian than you, Dr. Youngblood. Many Christians have praying for almost 50 years
right.
to make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
We need to continue to pray that God will help us take on the rightful role to lead our nation in the fight for life in our states.
Right.
Now the decision goes back to the states. Now the decision goes to each of us, each conservative in America, each Christian in American church.
What you're saying, Joanne, is what you experienced in China with the Red Guards destroying everything that represented the past, with the revolution even changing school names, even coming into homes and destroying anything that would be Christian literature or Christian material. Do you see, and you touched on it, so I want us to elaborate on that further. Do you see basically what happened then in China, maybe under a different name, a different banner, and a different approach, but the same thing taking place in America today?
Yeah.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah, it is happening. So we all got distracted. We all got divided. And the tournament goal is to destroy this nation. We know that. The summer of 2020, almost 2 years ago, there was two Bible verses on my mind all the time.
Mm-hmm.
First one is Psalm 11:3. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The second one is from Hebrews 12:4. You have not resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin. This "you" means refer to the church, American church.
That's right. And we're on the fast track for that. Joanne, and this is a kind of a redundant question, but you're standing against the evils that you see taking place in our educational system, in our school system. This which is immoral, illegal, the usurping of parental authority. Am I couching that right? Do you see this that's taking place in our school systems with what they're teaching our children and what they're brainwashing them with as being usurping the authority of the parents? Should the parents stand up and speak up, say anything? Or should the parents just leave it to the school system? What should parents do?
The parents, because Dr. Youngblood, thank you for the scriptures you already brought up. Psalm 227:3. The children are the heritage from God. God owns our children.
That's right.
Not by the government, not by the church, not by the school, not by the officials. We, parents, are only the stewards on the earth to take off the heritage from the Lord. So we need to ask God to give us wisdom, strength, grace to fight for the good fight. We need to stand up to share the truth. We need to stand up, do whatever we can do if God moves us to do something, if it's God's will, just without hesitation to do whatever God put in your heart. Speak up, share the truth, and maybe have a peaceful protest.
Yes.
I think it's right now, it's permissible, right?
Yes.
In America right now.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we still have school choices. We still have school choices. So that's my prayer. We need to pray for God to be back to all campuses in America,
mm-hmm.
not only in the public schools, private schools as well. So because I just mentioned, we still have the school choice. And we know this is a long spiritual battle between good and evil.
That's right. One of the things that we find taking place today.
Yeah. We know that right now we see that we still have the school choice. So if the parents that want to keep their children in public schools, they need to not only spend that time at home with their own children, but teaching them and leading them by their own examples as parents,
mm-hmm.
but keep in touch with the school and participate in school board meetings. If they are led by prayers, they can move their children out of public schools to the private schools or homeschooling their children. So I noticed that the public schools in America can tolerate any other religion but Christianity.
That's right.
The public schools in America can tolerate anyone else but the followers of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to stand up, do whatever we can do right now. Not the chaos happening in the public schools, not only the critical race theory, the LGBTQ secret agenda in public schools, maybe some parents, they're not well. And also the sexual graphic porn books are sitting on the shelves of our schools.
That's right.
Lots of things happening. We need more parents take the role in participating in all aspects. I mean, get involved in school and also speak up in the school board, because we still have rights. We still have rights.
We still have rights, and we need
yes.
to stand up and speak up. As I tell people each and every day, whether it's this issue or others, we need to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, be verbal and visible. And that's in particular coming to our school system. When we talk about that, we need to recognize what's happening. Joanne, we're going to talk about this a little further, but we've got the top of the hour news coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got 1 minute break at the top of the hour news. I'm going to ask you to hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.